Senators, I came here today to ask the government to give my mother the dignity of being a statistic.
That's Harpreet Singh Saini, an 18-year-old American Sikh who lost his mother in the tragic massacre at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin in Oak Creek in August. Those words were perhaps the most moving moment of a U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Human Rights hearing this past Wednesday. Interfaith Alliance was honored to be among the organizations asked to submit testimony for that hearing. Shocked and saddened as we all were at the tragedy, it also helped to illuminate longstanding flaws in the way federal law enforcement tracks similar crimes. Simply put, it doesn't work. It doesn't track. And the first few pages of the comprehensive written testimony submitted to the subcommittee by the Sikh Coalition, the largest Sikh civil rights organization in the United States, are enough to demonstrate that the Oak Creek shooting was far from the first compelling reason that it should. Joining me in the studio is my friend Amardeep Singh, the co-founder and director of programs for the Sikh Coalition. Amardeep, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You have my sympathies and also my empathy for the kind of schedule that you've been having to keep since this tragic moment occurred in our nation.
Thank you.
It's a fundamental principle that before you can solve a problem, you have to be able to identify the problem. Why has it been so difficult to get federal authorities to simply compile statistics as a first step toward addressing attacks on your community? I mean, the written testimony the coalition submitted on Wednesday presents a number of incidents on the first pages.
I think the Sikh American journey is just that. It's a Sikh underscore American journey, and part of that journey means gathering and putting forth your arguments before government and organizing and engaging in the type of advocacy necessary to be heard. And so this community really has begun organizing with a level of dedication and resources since 9/11. Unfortunately, it's taken 11 years for us to get pretty close to getting there, and I hope we'll get over the edge. But I really think, you know, we're very new to this country in terms of our organizing, and so we're working to get there, but we're just not there yet.
Well, I've often said that I think the Sikh community has done the best job of probably of any inter-religious community I know in identifying who you are and telling people who you are and what your background, your history is, and where you're going. And you're way ahead there, but our government's lagging behind at this point. How could law enforcement do a better job in identifying dangerous potential domestic extremists before the next bloodbath?
I think, unfortunately, what we've learned or what's been highlighted, particularly in light of Oak Creek, is the data that's actually out there that demonstrates, for example, that, you know, Think Progress has a report out that says 80% of the terrorist attacks in this country since 9/11 have been committed by non-Muslim extremists. And so we've seen dozens of hearings in Congress on the threat of the Muslim community and al-Qaeda and its affiliates. This was the first on the threat of non-Muslim extremists here in the United States, and I think it needs to be the first of many. You're not going to start solving a problem unless you acknowledge it. That applies for the statistics issue with the Sikh community, but also applies with this larger issue we saw in Oak Creek of folks who have extreme ideologies using it to violently attack folks.
Mm. Wednesday's hearing was an important step. What other steps is the Sikh Coalition taking?
One of the things that we're urging is for the president and the federal government to create an interagency task force specifically to address violent extremism and religious intolerance here in the United States. After the church arsons in the 90s, President Clinton created such a task force, and it led to a precipitous drop in church arsons as a result of that task force. We'd like our federal government to do the same on this issue. Extremism, extremist groups, intolerant groups have risen, not declined over the last 10 years, and I think it's about time we create a presidential-level task force to address it.
What's your assessment of the hearing this past Wednesday?
The hearing is a step in the right direction. Issues that apply to the Sikh community, but in fact apply to all of us. The person who attacked that Gurdwara in Oak Creek hated Jews, he hated Muslims, he hated gays, he just hated a whole bunch of folks. That hearing is a first step. It's good that at least we've had a hearing in the Senate on this issue, but we've got to see more of this, more of everything, more engagement by the executive agencies, but also the legislative branch. But I'm happy with the start we had yesterday.
Media coverage of the Oak Creek massacre devoted a lot of time to emphasizing what some of us have known for a long time, and that is that many Americans mistake Sikhs for Muslims. Do you see that as an even remotely relevant, and how do you navigate those waters?
It is an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us, and so you will never catch anyone in the Sikh community in our leadership saying anything to the effect that we're not Muslim. I think we very affirmatively have said we are Sikh. Mm-hmm. We're proud of our tradition, and as you saw in Oak Creek, there was a lot of love that was being generated from the Sikh community, compassion that was being generated rather than anger. And you saw that yesterday in the testimony. Mm-hmm. You know, Harpreet Singh Saini said, you know, that man who killed my mother hated her. My mother was full of love. Mm-hmm. And I think when you have hateful, bigoted attackers, it's important, one, to not scapegoat. But second, it's also to demonstrate your values. And our values are values of love.
Yeah, I could go on and on to vouch for what you're saying, because many of our listeners know that the first casualty after 9/11 was a Sikh whose murderer thought that he was Muslim and was angry. And I don't know that I've ever seen such forgiveness and will to love this country still as I saw in that Sikh family and the other Sikhs around them.
Well, you should know that the family of that first Sikh man who was killed after 9/11 did ask the court in that case not to give the death penalty to the killer of their family member, and it's just consistent with the Sikh tradition.
Mm. So much has been said about religious liberty during this endless election cycle. When you hear that term applied to debates about issues like health insurance mandates, how does that impact things like the religious liberty to wear religious garb or to worship without fear of being shot?
I think that those who advocate for religious liberty, it's critical that they advocate for not just religious liberty, but everyone's liberty. Because your argument that I believe in religious liberty, it seriously gets undermined when the liberty that you're asking for infringes on the liberty of others. And so I would say that those who call for religious liberty, for example, with regard to health care, mm-hmm. Would call for religious liberty for all people and not infringe on anyone's liberty.
Mm. I want you to talk a little bit more so that our listeners will understand the Sikh Coalition and the work of the coalition.
Yeah, we are a baby of 9/11. We were formed on the night of 9/11. We are really out there to make sure that people have the right to be who they are. And so I really want to say that the Sikh Coalition's work impacts everyone. So, for example, in the school bullying context, we fought for a chancellor's regulation that protects everyone from school bullying. It was the first law of its kind for 1.1 million students in New York City. In California, just last month, Governor Jerry Brown passed a law, signed it into law that expands religious workplace freedom for everyone, Sikhs, Muslims, Jews, and the like. And so we have initially been starting out as an organization to protect the rights of the Sikh community, but in fact, we're really fighting for everyone's rights. Yesterday's hearing was a good example when we were talking about violent extremism and how it affects everyone.
if we're not all in this together, someone's missing something, because what can happen to you can happen to me, and that is true with all of our religious communities. I do want listeners to be able to follow your work. Would you tell them how they can keep up with what the Sikh Coalition's doing, and if they want to get involved, where to go to check into that?
Absolutely. Our website is www.sikhcoalition.org. You can follow us on Twitter at @Sikh_coalition. And my personal Twitter handle is @Amar, A-M-A-R, Hoboken, where I'm from.
My goodness. Amardeep, I have to say that you've been in my thoughts and prayers a lot since Oak Creek, because I know what you have been going through in trying to do interviews and do very hard work. What has all this done to you?
I've gained a tremendous amount of inspiration from the resilience of the Oak Creek community. The last thing that the Sikh community prays for when we say our daily prayers is a Charthi Kala for the whole world, which is a sense of buoyant optimism. Hmm. And so we pray for optimism as our last prayer, not for just us, for the whole world. And I think it's that spirit that is keeps me going. You should also know that the person who did what they did in Oak Creek is not America. He is not America. The people of America were literally the whole town of Oak Creek coming out at a vigil on that Tuesday after the attack, 2 days after the attack, and standing shoulder to shoulder together as Americans, as people of faith. That's America, and that's what gives me the inspiration to keep moving on.
Amardeep Singh, the co-founder and director of programs for the Sikh Coalition. The coalition was instrumental in the Senate Judiciary Committee subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Human Rights convening of a hearing on hate crimes. Mr. Singh, I want to wish you continued success for your work. It's always been a pleasure for the Interfaith Alliance to work with you, and I thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
The feeling's the same. Thank you.